You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
A lot of things I like about this church. One of the things is our flexibility in dealing with the COVID situation. We haven't made Bible presentations for a while, and the children's ministries people got together and figured this was a good way to do it. We're encouraging the kids to read their Bibles, or encouraging parents and grandparents to read those children's Bibles with their kids, and we're encouraging the adults to do the same, to read the Gospel according to John. Sermon today is based on a section of the Gospel according to John. One of the things you'll notice quickly if you read the Bible is that the Bible is filled with food. There's food all over the place in the Bible. It begins with Adam and Eve in the garden eating an apple. It continues with God providing manna, bread-like substance, for the people on their lengthy journey through the wilderness towards a land flowing with milk and honey. The prophets of Israel denounced injustice, denounced hunger. And the prophet Isaiah has this wonderful vision on a mountain of a feast with rich foods and good wine. So food runs through the Old Testament, it runs through the New Testament as well. Jesus had meals with Pharisees and sinners and all sorts of people in between. He called his disciples repeatedly to feed hungry people. All four Gospels tell us that Jesus fed a group of at least 5,000 people. And all four Gospels describe in varying ways a meal that Jesus had that we remember with communion, a meal that he had shortly before his arrest and trial and death. So food's all over the Bible. For good reason. I mean, obviously, it's essential for life. Food is essential for life. Now, unless you're doing some serious fasting for medical or spiritual reasons, I'm guessing everyone here and everyone out there has had something to eat in the last 24 hours, probably even in the last hour or two. A lot of people were eating donuts and drinking coffee this morning, which is fantastic. And some of you at home, you might be sitting there on the couch right now having a cup of coffee and a bagel or something, and that's great. Thanks be to God for food. Food is good. And I'm guessing that many of us, depending on dietary situation, have had a bread-like substance in the last 24 hours as well. Bread's pretty important in general in our diet, and it was much more important in the time of Jesus. So when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," it's like he's saying, "I am essential. I'm a priority. I'm something that you need to nourish you every single day." We pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." He offers this teaching that he's the bread of life, that he's the nourishment that we need, that he's essential to life, just after the feeding of the 5,000 in John's gospel. At a time when the disciples are maybe hungry for food, and they're growing hungry for meaning, for purpose, for understanding. Listen for God's word from the Gospel according to John. So they said to Jesus, "What sign are you going to give us so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. So this season of Lent is a time for us to consider being more attentive and intentional about practicing our faith. For some, it's a time of fasting or prayer or scripture, a renewed sense of thinking about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to follow Jesus. So we're inviting you in this season to read the gospel according to John. You could do it all at one sitting if you like, or you could pace it out and read a little bit every day over this whole season of Lent. And to pay particular attention to the I am statements that are distinct in John's gospel. Just like I am the bread of life. And the hope for that is that we would become more aware of who Jesus is, more fully experience his teaching, more fully experience Jesus, the presence of Jesus. So over these weeks, as we look at these I am statements, my hope is that all of us can find one or more of those statements that will help us to clarify, help us to get a better sense of who Jesus is, the bread of life, the good shepherd, the light of the world, right? Or maybe it's beyond the I am statements, to think about Jesus as a teacher, as a friend. You know, both of those identities are lifted up in Scripture. Or, you know, Jesus as Lord and Savior. A lot of opportunities to think about Jesus in familiar ways and maybe new and deeper ways. Today we remember Jesus as the bread of life, the one who nourishes us with grace, the one who feeds our deepest hungers. And we gather at the communion table to share the simple gift of the bread of life. For Lenten practice this week, I want to encourage you to be a little bit more prayerful, a little bit more intentional about your food, about the food you're eating, especially when you're eating some bread. And to think about those words of Jesus when he said, I am the bread of life. If you're not in the habit of saying a prayer before you have a meal, maybe this is a good week to start. Just to pause, even for a few seconds, and to say, thank you, God, for this food. Or maybe take it one step further and say, thank you, God, for this food, and thank you that Jesus is the bread of life. In Jesus Christ, God has come into this world to urge us to repent, turn around, to change direction, to change our minds. God has come into this world to proclaim good news of forgiveness and love, to remind us again and again that we are beloved children of God. God has come into this world in the person of Jesus to call us to new purpose, new intention, new direction. And God has come into this world in the person of Jesus to nourish us, because Jesus is the bread of life, giving us all that we really need. Thanks be to God. Amen.